Los Olivadedos by Michael Flanders. This hat is worn with a peak at the back, and it is in fact the distinguishing mark of the proud distinguishing mark of the Andorran Olivador or olive stuffer. How many of you, I wonder, as you toy with a dry martini at the bar, or even a Coca-Cola, have thought of the romance that lies behind the simple stuffed olive? Or have witnessed, as I have, the almost unbearable drama of Corrida de Olivas, or Festival of Olive Stuffing? And pause here, just to explain my Spanish accent. It so happens that I belong to a family that has a 12-year-old grandchild who lives in Spain, and he speaks Catalan. So, hence my accent. It runs in the family. In Andorra, every boy hopes that he too will grow up to be one of the truly great olivers. And each year in fiesta time, people come to watch this traditional sport from as far afield as Cadiz, Madrid, or by air ferry from this, as I myself did. Let me try to recreate for you something of the atmosphere of the Corrida de Olivas. By 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the stands in the great Plaza de Olivas are packed with spectators, and excitement mounts as the band strikes up a pase doble announcing the grand entry into the arena of the Olivador. He is closely followed by his assistants, the picador with his pick of sharpened wood, the matador with his small round mat. They bow before the Presidente Municipale, or Mayor, in his box, who gives the signal for the trumpet to sound and the first olive to be wheeled in. A gasp goes up, for this is no ordinary olive. This is the giant, pendulous Oliva Brava, specially bred for the ring in the rugged foothills of Andalusia. The Corrida Olivas is divided into three parts, or tethios. First, a tethio of quites, or passes. Here, the olivador, keeping the rest of his body entirely motionless, passes the olive from hand to hand, trying to soften up its tough outer skin in a bewildering series of veronicas, naturales, media veronicas, veronicas reversal. All this before the hypercritical eye of the aficionados, each with his bottle of aficio lemonade. The trumpet sounds a second time. This time the tethio de bandoleros. And now it is the turn of the picador. Planting his feet firmly together in the sand, he holds his picks at arm's length and rubs into the olive, trying to determine whether the stone runs true up and down, or whether it is set at an angle, favoring one side, the dreaded Oliva Revoltosa. The trumpet sounds a third and last time for the Tethio del Muerte, the moment of truth. The Olivador bows again to the Presidente, saying, I dedicate to you this olive. He then places it on his knee, murmuring a prayer to St. James of Compostela. He makes the picker and raises it high above his head. All is hushed, and then in one sudden movement he brings it jumping down into the heart of the olive, and a great cry goes up of Ole! He has made it all. Fiorina, I'm handing over to the estafadores, who are of two types, estafadores pimentos and estafadores anchoas. Their dread work done, it is distributed among the poor. No olive is ever allowed a second time into the arena. And woe betide the olivador whose olive is revoltosa. For then, at the moment of picker, the pick, glancing off the angle stone, will jab hard into his knee. A cruel sport. Some may think it so. But this is surely more than a sport. This is more than just a vital art form. What we have experienced here today is total catharsis in the acting out of that primeval drama of man pitted against the olive. And as the sun sets over the now empty Plaza de Olivas, nothing is left but a few footprints in the hot sand, with here and there a telltale smear of olive oil. And one is reminded of those immortal words of García Lorca in the Frank Pankton translation. All lust and life must pass away to make a cocktail canapé. And this hat. This hat was introduced by perhaps the greatest Olivero. The greatest Olivero of them all, Flamingues. Flamingues it was who, at the very moment of pickup, would give a deft twist of the wrist, which sent the sharp olive stone flying high into the air. And this peak, it's to stop it going down the back of his neck.